KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Lots of high school sports around the area last night. Let's start with tennis. In girls' high school tennis last night, it was Red Oak defeating Atlantic by a final of 5-4. North Polk topping Audubon 5-4. Shenandoah beat Creston 7-2. In boys' tennis last night, it was Red Oak over Atlantic 9-0. Denison beating Thomas Jefferson 9-0. Creston over Shenandoah by a 7-2 score. Moving over to golf, in girls' action, it was Atlantic winning a triangular over Shenandoah and Red Oak. The Trojans shooting at 205, Shenandoah 209, and Red Oak 290. Brooke Fletcher of Atlantic was medalist, shooting a 40. Kristen Fichter of Shenandoah's 44 made her the runner-up. Also in a triangular, it was Audubon winning with a 182 total over Coon Rapids Bayard, who shot 235, and Exira EHK, which had a 240. Susie Byland of Audubon was a medalist with a 40. Runner-up was her teammate, Lexi Tigason, who shot 44. Also, Carroll won a triangular over Winterset and Denison. It was Carroll 194, Winterset 206, Denison 230. And Underwood beat Southwest Iowa 251-314 in girls' golf. In boys' golf yesterday, it was Atlantic winning a triangular. It was Atlantic shooting a 156 to beat Red Oak, who shot 180, and Shenandoah, who posted 191. Evan Schuler of Atlantic was medalist, posting a 37. Runner-up was Nick Berry of Atlantic, shooting a 39 in that meet. Also, Audubon won a triangular, shooting a 175. Coon Rapids Bayard with 195, and Exira EHK shot 199. Andy Hoffman of Audubon was medalist, shooting a 39. Chance Lauritsen of Exira EHK was the runner-up, posting a 44 yesterday. Also, Villisca beat Lennox and Bedford in a triangular. It was Villisca 187, Lennox 191, and Bedford 197. Evan Baldwin of Villisca shot 38 for medalist honors. His teammate Cole Sunderman posted 38 as a runner-up. Also in boys' golf, it was Underwood defeating Southwest Iowa 200-213. In girls' soccer action last night, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic by a score of 3-2. Nicole Beyer and Emily Mitchell each scored for Atlantic, while Marin McNeese had 20 saves in the net for Atlantic. Also, Harlan beat AHST 6-0. Lewis Central over Thomas Jefferson 7-1. Nottoway Valley beat Adair Casey, or it was Nottoway Valley, Adair Casey West Central Valley, topping Winterset 4-3, and Underwood topping Denison 2-1. In boys' soccer, Denison defeated Harlan 4-0, Glenwood 3-0 over Creston, Lewis Central a 3-0 winner over Kemper Catholic, Abraham Lincoln beat Riverside in overtime 2-1. Also, it was Underwood beating Clarinda Academy 7-0, and Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey a 3-2 winner over Carroll in high school boys' soccer. Some track action yesterday, too, away from the Drake Relays. In boys' action in Griswold last night, it was St. Albert winning the team title, posting a 183. Griswold a 122 total for second. Missouri Valley had 104. Nottoway Valley was fourth with 72. Stanton and Corning round out the top six. Also at the Gonzales Parish Invitational at Guthrie Center yesterday, on the boys' side, it was IKM Manning winning with a 146-point total. South Central Calhoun at 105 points for second, Panorama third at 102, Adair Casey was fourth with 83, and Underwood with 71 points, placing fifth. On the girls' side, it was Panorama with 167 points the winner, IKM Manning 119 for second, Tri-Center had 118 points for third, Audubon a 101 total for fourth, Exira EHK was fifth with 74 points. Also in the Shenandoah Mustang Invitational, Glenwood wins the team title with 149 points. Shenandoah 110 for second. Fremont Mills was third with 74 points. Sydney and Red Oak round out the top five, followed by Clarinda, Clarinda Academy, Nishnabotna, South Page, and Essex in that meet last night. Lolo Jones returned from a brief stint as a bobsledder with a gold medal and more strength than ever. Jones' power burst has led her to adopt a new starting technique, one that she hopes can rejuvenate her hurdling career. Jones helped the U.S. bobsled team win a gold medal at the World Championships in Switzerland in January. She also discovered she was setting personal bests in training after pushing around a 400-pound sled for months. Such power has inspired Jones to try a new seven-step starting technique, which shaves off a step leading to the first hurdle by using longer strides at this weekend's Drake Relays. Jones, who grew up in Des Moines, will run the 100-meter hurdles final Saturday against London Olympics rivals and medalists Dawn Harper and Kelly Wells. Well, NFL teams went with bulk in the first round of the draft, as the first seven picks were linemen last night. No running back was taken in the first round at all. That's the first time that's happened in 40 years, and no quarterback was taken until the 16th pick. The Kansas City Chiefs chose Eric Fisher, an offensive tackle out of Central Michigan, with the first overall pick. He's just the third offensive tackle chosen number one overall since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970. Fisher called it a dream come true to play for the Chiefs, who are looking to rebuild under new coach Andy Reid, the former coach of the Eagles. Fisher became the first player from the Mid-American Conference who was taken at number one. The Jacksonville Jaguars took 6'6", 306-pound Luke Jokel, an offensive tackle from Texas A&M, with the second pick. Jags are coming off a 2-14 season and also have a new coach in Gus Bradley. The Oakland Raiders have gone 10 straight seasons without a winning record and lost 8 of their last 9 games last year, traded the rights to the third pick to Miami for a couple of draft picks. The Dolphins then chose Oregon's 6'6" linebacker Deion Jordan, who said he was surprised to be taken so highly. The Raiders ended up taking Houston cornerback DJ Hayden with the Dolphins pick at number 12. The Philadelphia Eagles, who have a new coach in Chip Kelly following their 4-12 season, chose offensive tackle Lane Johnson out of Oklahoma. He's 6'6 and 303 pounds, but has quickness for a man of his size. The Detroit Lions, who lost their final 8 games last season, took BYU defensive end Ziggy Ansah with the 5th pick. Ansah, a native of Ghana who tried out for BYU basketball team before he starred in football, moved his way up the draft board during the NFL Combine in the spring. Cleveland took LSU defensive end Barkevious Mingo with the 6th pick. The 6'4", 241-pound Mingo played defensive end in college, but will likely be used as an outside pass rusher by the Browns, who are going with a 3-4 defense. At number 7, the Arizona Cardinals selected North Carolina guard Jonathan Cooper to bolster one of the NFL's worst offenses during their 5-11 season that began with a 4-0 start. St. Louis traded up to get the 8th pick from Buffalo, and the Rams took 5'8", 174-pound wide receiver Tavon Austin, a speed merchant who turned in a 40-yard dash time of 4.3 seconds. He's expected to become one of quarterback Sam Bradford's favorite targets. The New York Jets took Alabama cornerback Dee Milliner with the 9th pick. He's expected to help fill the void left when the Jets traded Darrell Revis to Tampa Bay. Rounding out the top 10 picks, the Tennessee Titans drafted Chance Warmack. He's a guard out of Alabama. He was a unanimous All-American off the Crimson Tide's national championship team. The first quarterback taken in the draft was Florida State's E.J. Manuel by Buffalo at number 16. With Ryan Fitzpatrick out, Manuel has a chance to be a rookie starting QB this season. West Virginia quarterback Geno Smith was expected to go in the first round this year, but the strong-armed but erratic thrower will still be on the board when the second round starts today. He's the all-time passing leader with 11,662 yards in his career at West Virginia. The Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens finished off the first round by taking Matt Elam, a safety out of Florida. He's expected to help fill the void when veteran All-Pro Ed Reed signed with Houston in the offseason, and Bernard Pollard was cut after the Ravens won it all. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs intend to resume talks with Miami today that could ultimately send their franchise left tackle Brandon Albert to the Dolphins. The two sides had been discussing a potential trade that would land the Chiefs a second-round pick, shelved the talks when the first round of the draft was going on Thursday night. Chiefs general manager John Dorsey said he spoke with Dolphins GM Jeff Ireland midway through the round, and they agreed to speak again today. Kansas City chose a potential replacement for Albert and Central Michigan's Eric Fisher with the first overall pick. The Dolphins traded up to number 3 to grab Oregon defensive end Deion Jordan. Well, the Iowa Board of Regents has approved plans for a new scoreboard and sound system at the University of Iowa's Kinnick Stadium. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports the board approved the roughly $9 million project at a meeting Thursday in Cedar Falls. Athletic Director Gary Barta says the costs will be covered through athletic department revenue and private contributions. The improvements are expected to be ready in time for this fall's football season. BARTA says the current scoreboard and sound system were installed in 2005 and are obsolete. The project includes a large video display system in the south end zone area, as well as other video displays, game clocks, and ribbon displays. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
All-America forward Doug McDermott says he'll return to Creighton for his senior year instead of declaring for the NBA draft. McDermott made that announcement Thursday at a news conference in Creighton's practice gym. He was joined by his father, Blue Jays coach Greg McDermott, and his teammates. Doug McDermott was the second leading scorer in Division I last season, averaging 23.2 points a game. He led the Blue Jays to a sweep of the Missouri Valley regular season and tournament titles in their last year in the conference. They'll move to the Big East next season. NBA draft analysts had pegged McDermott as a late first-round or early second-round pick. He was an Associated Press first-team All-American as a sophomore and a junior. Sunday is the deadline for underclassmen to enter the draft. One more victory in the Miami Heat in the second round of the NBA playoffs as Ray Allen scored 23 points and broke the NBA career playoff record for three-pointers as the Miami Heat used another of their patented runs to beat the Milwaukee Bucks 104-91, giving them a 3-0 lead in that first-round series. The Heat can complete the sweep in Game 4 Sunday at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee. Also in first-round playoff action last night, Chicago took a 2-1 lead in their series against Brooklyn with a 79-76 win over the Nets. Carlos Boozer had 22 points and 16 rebounds to help lead the way. And the Memphis Grizzlies beat the L.A. Clippers 94-82, cutting the Clippers' series lead to 2-1 as Zach Randolph led the way with 27 points and 11 rebounds. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Kansas City Royals had a big 10th inning. They scored five times in the 10th to take an 8-3 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Other American League action saw Boston beat Houston 7-2, the Yankees over Toronto 5-3, White Sox beat Tampa Bay 5-2, Texas over Minnesota 2-1, Baltimore topping Oakland 10-2, Seattle blanked the LA Angels 6-0. In the National League, it was Pittsburgh over Philadelphia 6-4, the Dodgers beat the Mets 3-2, Washington down Cincinnati 8-1, Cubs over Miami 4-3, and Arizona beat the Rockies 3-2. In Pacific Coast League baseball, it was the Iowa Cubs over the Omaha Storm Chasers by a final of 9-3 yesterday. Those two teams will do it again at Warner Park tonight. And in the National Hockey League yesterday, it was Philadelphia beating the New York Islanders 2-1, the New York Rangers in overtime over Carolina 4-3. Ottawa needed overtime to beat Washington 2-1. Detroit beat Nashville 5-2. New Jersey over Pittsburgh 3-2. Boston shut out Tampa Bay 2-0. Toronto over Florida 4-0. St. Louis topping Calgary 4-1. Montreal beat Winnipeg 4-2. Columbus 3-1 over Dallas. And Anaheim beat Vancouver by a 3-1 final. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.